This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's get involved. Little blitz, start the 4 o'clock hour. Is this tournament stuff? All right, it's Rico. I guarantee this will be a receipt segment. Let's go rapid fire. I want to thank my cameras. There's basketballs everywhere.
No, Mike. I want to do a tournament Sweet 16 reseeding, but before we get into that,
yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. You know how many people jumped into the portal yesterday for college hoops?
First of all, why is the portal open when the tournament's going on?
That in and of itself is problematic.
How many?
How many?
Nationwide.
Yep. Day one.
500.
No, too low. 750.
Jesus.
That was just on the first day.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, rapid fire. Is the University of Texas still a top 10 job for basketball?
No. It's just a different version of Michigan. It could be, just like Michigan could be if they wanted to be. But they are consumed by football. And again, they still have great fun. I think Dusty May will be given good resources. I think Sean Miller, outside of needing a stick of deodorant, will be given
and
good resources.
Dry cleaning bills, yes.
At Texas. But they're never going to do what they could do. Because so much of it is football-centric. So my answer would be no.
Okay, Mike, in the last couple of days, we've had a lot of people talk about a potential matchup in the Elite Eight, overlooking the number one overall seed. Did Auburn's last six games cause a different outlook for this team? They were 3-3 in their last six games.
Yeah, it's an overreaction. And then you get to see in the tournament what they really are. They're balanced. They've got bigs. They've got an athletic weapon they can move around in Broome. The guard play is unbelievable. Pettiford is a distinct problem. I think it was a bit of an overreaction. They're still the number one overall seed. They're damn near a 10-point favorite against Michigan. Outside of Duke and Florida, it's Auburn. So, yeah, I think we all overreact.
All right. And before we get to the reseeding, one last thing. Who has more pressure on them in this tournament? The University of Kentucky and Mark Pope, or Arkansas and Calipari?
I think Pope. I think the fact Coach Cal started 0-5, they lost Boogie Flan for 2 months. He came back, then they lost their leading scorer basically March 1st. He's in the Sweet 16 in year one at Arkansas. I'm not sure they've done that since Nolan Richardson. So it may be Musselman one time. The point is, you're at Kentucky, you're in the fulcrum of the laser. I'll say Pope.
All
but
right.
Both guys have had a great first year.
All right, let's do a little Sweet 16 tournament reseeding. Mike,
okay.
You want to start at the top or at the bottom?
Start at 16.
16. Want to take a guess?
Am I basing this on point spreads or just talent?
Talent.
I mean, I probably go Arkansas. Okay, and again, it's not a shot.
Right.
But they're not supposed to be here. It's not a complete product. They're not completely healthy. They're probably the worst team left. I'll put them at 16.
Yeah, and you were correct. That is what they pretty much said. At 15.
Hold on. I'm perusing real quick. I would personally say...
You want a little help?
No.
Okay.
BYU.
No.
Damn it.
At 15, basically, this team has had the third best 3-point percent shootage in the tournament. They've shot at about 50%. Don't think that it's sustainable. You're looking at Ole Miss.
They have broken the norm with how they're shooting, but
they've been on fire
how
they shoot.
Padula's legit. Brakefield's legit. Chris Beard is a hell of a good coach. I'm not mad they're 15th. I just, look, you got BYU with a 30-year-old point guard who's a 20% shooter, and this kid, what's his name, Denham or whatever it is, he can't miss now.
Yeah.
I was going to put BYU there for pixie dust. All right, go ahead.
At number 14, think sweatpants.
Purdue. Yeah, well, and their season's about to end. But they've done a nice job. Let's be very fair. And you know what? They did America a favor. See you later, Aura. That con artist. Con. See you later. Shout team out. Manager getting NIL.
Shout out to the Amish people.
Take
out
your boombox. Hit the road. So,
con or the Amish? He goes for the Amish. Yes. I like that, man. That's personal growth. At 13.
Michigan.
Look at you.
I mean, they should be number one the way people talk about them. part of it's the matchup. They're almost a 10-point dog. They've gotten a miracle from Roddy Gale with 28. They survived UC San Diego.
Kaysan coming off the bench, I think, has been the one name that nobody's talked about. Like, he's actually helping out the backcourt, so it's not just Trey Donaldson out there throwing the
and
ball
And Donaldson's
away.
A killer. Right, I mean, he has the late game moment down pat.
But I think one of the reasons why they had less turnovers, Wolf doesn't have to bring the ball up the court.
Truth.
So,
all right, 12.
At 12, you've already mentioned this team.
BYU. Soak it up, BYU. You're in the Sweet 16.
I just got what Kenny just did.
I hate their guts.
At 11.
Let's go Arizona. They play no defense.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Kentucky.
Acceptable. Also play no defense. 10.
At 10, Arizona.
And again, look, I worry for Arizona's safety Thursday night because the way Duke is playing and you don't guard, and if Caleb Love is anything other than the best version of Caleb Love.
Is he North Carolina Caleb Love?
Oh, God.
Then maybe you can.
They might be leaving that arena in neck braces.
At number 9.
How about Maryland? Oh, Texas Tech.
There you go.
Yeah. JT Toppin.
There it is. At number 8.
Give me Maryland with their 5-man rotation.
Yes.
And Queen just took another step. Yeah. The Euro. That was one of the most egregious travels you've ever seen, not called.
Yes.
But Maryland, if they had any depth, I would elevate them into the top 5, a national championship caliber team. Between Queen and Gillespie, they have players.
They do.
But they have no bench.
No.
None.
That's why they call them the Crab 5 and nobody else. No side dishes. Mike, at 7.
It has to be. I can't put State any higher than this.
It is. Okay. MSU. At 6.
How about Tennessee?
Close. Kenny's favorite school, Alabama.
Okay. Now, why are we knocking Nate Oates? We don't like the Blazer?
No. You're not knocking
Nelson's healthy. He's back.
No, I think it's one of those where it's with the top teams, they're just better. Tennessee is at 5, play a little more defense than Alabama. Alabama, you know, 3-point shooting.
Your total for BYU Alabama?
Yeah.
178.
And that's just it. Defense travels. You can miss shots, but if you can play defense, you're in every game. That's why Tennessee is 5. At number 4,
I'll go Houston.
Auburn. At 3,
Houston.
Auburn's at 4 because, people are still skeptical about that.
I'm not going to quibble about it. It's fine. They're in the top 4. I went in thinking maybe Florida had usurped Duke. They haven't. Florida at 2, Duke at 1. Duke just looks like the UConn freight train.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not ready to give up on Florida. I know that was an uneven performance against UConn. They should have ended up winning that game by 10 or more.
The thing about Duke, kind of like UConn, I don't know how good they are because they just destroy people. So they haven't been in a close
game.
They're
the Nick Bolton of college basketball.
Yes,
they are. They just kill people.
Yes, they are.
I'm actually okay with it. I thought Bama might have been a little higher. State, to me, is not top 5, so I was good that they were at 7.
Right, and like I said, I think Bama, just because it's offense, whereas defense, every game, Tennessee is going to bring the defense.
What about Mark Sears? He shoots 800 free throws a game.
Right, he's good. I watched him up close. I'm like, wow.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Nate, pretty good guy there.
Okay. Where did he, was he at Southgate? Where was he in this state when Nate Oates was coaching high school?
He's Romulus.
Romulus. And then he went to UB and then.
Yeah, he went to Buffalo.
And then he went to Bama. Or was there a stop in between?
I think there was a stop in between.
Oh, I can't keep up. It doesn't matter.
But yeah.
He turned down Texas again, by the way.
He should have.
He's got everything he needs at Bama.
Yeah, he used to hang out with Nate back in the day. All right.
Oh,
that's your
on.
Sweet. He had a player.
Oh, Chad, let me check my traffic cameras. We got a narcissist to my left.
Well, you know.
All right. Keep it going.
That's your Sweet 16 Blitz, 97.1.
Okay. Now might be a good time. Kenny, I know we got to get to some ticket techs, and we will. So stack them on the March Madness stuff, on the baseball. But I you just heard a Red Wings promo there. And I know they won last night, which makes this all the more shocking to me. So they currently sit at 72 points. The last teams in the playoff are 75. And that doesn't seem like that big of a gap, but we've been having this disconnect about, wow, the odds of them making the playoffs. It was plus 1,300 the other night. Now, they beat Utah last night. They're in Colorado tonight, and they are major underdogs. But I saw ESPN has playoff percentages, which if last year's Tiger season tells you anything, you can't use as gospel. But I was shocked. Not surprised, shocked at what the Red Wings number was. Do you two care to venture a guess as to what the Red Wings playoff percentage chances are?
My initial knee-jerk was like 20%, but you said shocked.
See, I'm shocked.
That's not shocking enough for me, though.
I was going to say 15%.
I was going to say now sub-10. I'll say like 7%.
Okay, so you're saying 7, Rico's saying 15, right? Mm-hmm. You're both way too high. ESPN, now again, there are four.
The others receiving votes category.
Yeah, there are four teams battling for the second wild card spot, which is currently held by the Montreal Canadiens, 75 points. The Islanders, who have played the same amount of games as the Wings, Canadiens have a game in hand. Islanders traded their best player. They have 74. The Rangers, who you have a game in hand on, have 74. The Blue Jackets, same amount of games as you, 73. The Wings are at 72. The Wings, according to up to the minute, ESPN playoff odds, have a 2.9% chance at making the playoffs.
Wow.
Am I allowed to be stunned? 2.9%. And clearly, with 12 games left, it can be volatile. But I don't think this is like the Tigers when they were on their hot run and we sat here going, ESPN's wrong. They're making it.
Right.
2.9%.
Because, Mike, at that time, you only had one other team that you were watching. It was the Minnesota Twins. Now you have so many teams ahead of you.
And the Tigers had the benefit of playing in the Comedy Central. This Wings schedule on the way out is brutal. That doesn't surprise me at all the more I think about it.
Yeah. I'm with Kenny.
I think you still have two against Florida. You got Colorado tonight off of a back-to-back. That's a brutal schedule, man.
Yeah, and again.
It's tough.
It is just, while the Pistons are doing what they're doing and they're comfortably in, right, because there's only six teams in the East. Yeah. No one else is trying. And again, Bickerstaff should just get coach of the year now. You look at the Wings and it's like, okay, yeah. We thought we were going to get a chase. See, here's my question.
Is Mrazek going to goalie everybody the last 12 games?
Well, no, he's hurt now. But also, we thought we were going to get a chase. We've taken a step back to a point where, remember, last year, final night of the season, it was drama. Yeah. Rico, with 12 games to go, if the algorithm or if the odds are suggestive, we didn't even get to the chase portion.
No.
Forget about 5. 12 games left, a 2.9% chance of making it year over year.
It sounds like that, yeah, within a few games, as you like to say, we can go ahead and pull the plug.
Yeah, the only team, and honestly, I mean, it's Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly, Buffalo. Those teams all have a 0% shot. I mean, Kenny, I wasn't trying to be Rieger and oversell something. I was shocked.
But your last five games on the way out, the last five games of the season feature Florida, Tampa, Dallas, New Jersey, Toronto. These are all world beater type teams that have real Stanley Cup, not playoffs like us, Stanley Cup expectations.
I think what really angers me, and look, maybe I'm out of line, okay? A, I'm already pissed that the team you battled last year for the last team in had an impactful offseason and completely flipped the script. Now the Capitals are the best team in the East, arguably, okay? But then we look at, here's what else has drawn my ire. The Senators essentially did everything we wanted Yzerman to do. Maybe look for a goalie upgrade. You didn't, they did. Ullmark. Okay, we need to go out and make a move at the deadline. You didn't, they did. Dylan Cousins. And they are becoming a real thing where we wanted this team to be comfortably in the playoffs. Well, now the Senators are. I think they have 80 or 79 points. Then you have Montreal, who made the finals, rebuilt, and they're back before you are because they're in the command position. The Islanders are a disaster. It has not been a good year in New York. There's issues with Sorokin. There's issues with Barzal. Franz Nielsen is gone. Brock Nelson, rather, excuse me. So the Brock Ness monster goes. It's the team captain. It's the best player on the team. All the Islanders have done is rally up. They're ahead of you. The Rangers have been a complete clown car this year. Drama, nothing fits, infighting, trading of the captain, the whole thing, right?
Right.
They're ahead of you. The Columbus Blue Jackets had the rare occurrence where your best player, cutscene, dies. They're ahead of you. And we're sitting here. And if you criticize Yzerman, you're told you don't know puck. Think about it. Cookie sent me the video of PK Subban breaking down the defense. And you know what's in the comments left and right? Apparently, PK Subban doesn't know puck.
Yeah.
I mean, he only played the game and made multiple All-Star teams. And, you know.
Successful career, now on TV talking about hockey. Yeah, he doesn't know.
When will we lose this idea that if you criticize or bemoan the situation, can we get away from, well, you don't know puck. The real hockey fans know it's about to get better. Guys, year six, you have taken, in my world, a massive step backwards from last year. So it was jarring to see the percentage. And then when you look at the standings and I tell you the story of each of those teams and you're behind all of them.
Because the reason why you can say you don't know puck and you can just wait is because, Mike, eventually
you'll be right.
These people will be right, and they'll say, see, you just didn't have enough faith.
Yeah, it's why I
Stevie
hate.
Stevie was going to get
it's
this thing done.
It's why I hate the wait for the kids strategy in baseball or hockey. No, you can keep saying wait for the kids, wait for the kids. Eventually, you'll be right. But how many years have you foregone?
It was refreshing when somebody outside of Detroit in PK was like, that's on Stevie. Why? Like, okay, so we're not being gassed. Like, we actually, you see what we see.
Look, I've just arrived at a point. I separate my worlds where I don't care what your name is or who you were. You're in a different job now. And I really feel like if his last name wasn't Yzerman, there'd be a real conversation about him being fired.
I think he would have been gone already.
I listened to a national podcast done by Toronto fans.
Excuse us.
That's right. Big hockey guy. It's run by a bunch of people from Toronto. They do actually.
Do they know puck?
They do know puck. And they've basically outlined it saying, A, exactly what you've just said is if his name was Bob Smitherman, he would have been fired 2 years ago.
Okay, now that's a little bit hot takey.
Maybe.
2 years ago?
Maybe it's hot takey,
that's
but
not
I,
fair.
I tend to, I see where they're coming from, I guess, in principle. But they also make points like, as a Toronto fan, the biggest insult that I can give the Red Wings is, I hope Steve Yzerman keeps his job forever. That's what they said. So wow. That tells you exactly the level of national respect Steve Yzerman is starting to get. They're outlining every single last move.
They don't see him as a threat at all.
No, because look at all the moves that he's made. Look at everything that he's done. You can start with Wallman. Also, do you know he gave up a pick to get Jeff Petrie? That's that's fireable on principle now.
The fact that Petrie and Hall are on the same roster is
fireable, but okay.
Wild. Dude, you brought back Peter Mrazek at $4.5 million. Can I help you with that one?
Get goalied, man. I got nothing for you on that.
I wanted to just do one segment. It's a four-hour show, and I just wanted to give you the update. I thought the odds were crazy, and then it really hit me looking at the standings. I mean, Kenny, did I, you know, because I don't know puck, did I misrepresent Ottawa, Montreal, New York, or Columbus situationally, and why it has unnerved me we're behind these teams?
Situationally, the two that you pointed out, Ottawa and Washington, those are the ones that really give me the chills, because Ottawa was you last year. You were Ottawa last year. You were the Spider-Man meme, as you guys like to say. You were pointing at each other going, we're the same thing. They got better. Washington got a hell of a lot better. They were also in the same position as you pointed out. So, yeah, no, I don't think you've mischaracterized any of the better rebuilds or even teams that should have fallen off and are still somehow ahead of you. Like you bring up Columbus. That's a perfect example. You bring up the Rangers, the Islanders.
The Islanders have no business playing good hockey.
None of those teams that I've just mentioned should be above you in the standings right now.
Well, look, if you want to alter your percentages, a win tonight would go a long way. Because, look, you're in Colorado on a back-to-back. This is kind of a league game. This is like when you played a tired Vegas team a week ago. I don't know. I'll be surprised if they win. But 2.9%. I just wanted to share the good word. We'll move on. We'll get some ticket texts coming up. Get to a little NFL at 4:45. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. We covered the tournament to open the show. Some interesting stats on TV ratings, but also what is the root cause of the lack of madness? We got into the Tigers, top of the 3 o'clock concern meter. We're going to get back into it at 5 because this Parker Meadows thing, it's clearly we're not doctors, but you can read between the lines on certain things. There's a very good chance Parker Meadows is out into June. He's on the 60-day IL, and he's more than just a player. And I'll give you some data. And look, my concerns are rising with this team because defensively they're bad. And if you're going to hang your hat on pitching, that works hand in hand defensively. You know, all of the time, you know, we'll get to it at 5. Let me just shut up. Can he do the ticket text? So I was about to just start going right down that road again.
Time to hit the fire Steve Yzerman drop. That's from Mike.
No, see, he did the question mark thing again, Rico.
He did.
That's from Mike? No, it's. I'm not saying that has to happen. That has never been my approach with it. My point is, can we please stop with the angelic defense, and that if anyone's a detractor, they simply don't know what they're talking about. Because I don't understand what I'm hanging my hat on. That what? By year 7, I'm going to bring over a completely unproven guy in Pelika from Sweden, and he's going to walk into the league and be Ray Bourque. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. And again, well, we had to have Mrazek. Why? Because, again, we're not going to turn it over to Kosa as the lead dog. Like, you get to a point when Vasilevsky got drafted in Tampa, he was up in 18 months. Okay? It's the same principle of what the Tigers have done with some of the long-range stuff. Like, these guys aren't available to me right now. So if you wait long enough and say wait for the kids long enough, Steve will eventually be right.
Right.
But that doesn't impress me when it's year 7 or 8. Like, I think it's okay to go, wow, did we take a big step back? Holy hell, this year's been a disaster. You didn't fire the coach at the right time.
No.
You didn't make the right moves. I mean, the Tarasenko thing's been a disaster. The Wallman thing's been a disaster. This defensive core has been a disaster. You made no improvements to goaltending. You decided to go with Talbot, who should just retire at this point. Rico, 12 games to go, 2.9% chance. They had a better chance last year. And I understand rebuilds aren't linear. Right. But when you get to year 6 and we all looked at each other and go, well, you got to make the playoffs.
Well, no, because remember last year at this time we were saying, okay, you didn't make the playoffs, but
right,
I expect ... to happen in the offseason.
And I'm not saying it's a vis-a-vis comparison. I understand they are different sports and it can be easier in the NBA. But we can't sell Trajan Langdon short. No. He walked into a historically bad situation. And in an offseason, has turned it around to where the Pistons are solidly in. Mm-hmm. Now, some of that is situational, that this is the worst Eastern Conference in history. But when you've been the worst team in history over the last 5 years, it's so hard for me to go.
But think about it. He didn't even hesitate. Monty, you're fired.
Okay. Right.
Now, let's start from here.
Nailed it. So it's very difficult for me, if I'm having a conversation about the Yzerman thing, to be told, like, 6 years in, but you don't get it. Cutscene. Guy has Pistons solidly in, made smart NBA pro signings that fit something Steve hasn't been able to do. It's hard for me to look at those two things and not go, this is screwed up.
Let me help your case here. In the 6 years we've been waiting, the Pistons about to make the playoffs. The Tigers made the playoffs. The Lions made the playoffs.
I know. Dusty May walked into Michigan, made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I know none of it is perfectly equal. It's just one of these things is not like the other.
Mike, if you want to do that, Tucker made the New Year's Six. It's not there anymore.
Okay.
You don't even have to look past your Washington Capitals example. I mean, they're in the same spot as you were last year. Look at them right now. Best in the East.
I understand.
I'm not saying we should be best in the East, by the way. I'm just saying we shouldn't be four teams out of a wild card spot.
With a 2.9% chance.
Right.
And all four of those teams are screwed up or had unholy things happen to them or outright sold at the deadline.
Meanwhile, our deadline featured us facilitating a trade to make a divisional rival better in Tampa Bay, getting Bjorkstrand, and then picking up Peter Mrazek.
And being told, well, you're stupid because I couldn't go all in. No one said go all in. We just, could you do something?
That's what kills me, too. I think that's that straw man argument that you just brought up of people suggesting somehow that we think that they should have spent all of their draft capital, all of their prospects to go, quote, all in. None of us on this show, or at least I haven't, said anything to that effect.
Don't put that evil on me. I just was like, Kenny, is this seriously it? Craig Smith? Okay. Go ahead.
The Wings got worse and the division got better. Steve will sell you on the next wave of prospects, though.
Yeah, but again, at a certain point, when do you even get, like, do you get any credit if it took you 7 years? What credit is due? No. Like the receipts have turned yellow, like an old book.
Right. Well, see, I don't think you do when you look at every other team that's made the playoffs. All the local sports teams in less time than
And guess what? I know the Tigers tripped into it. I know that they didn't even believe
it. Well, last year was your time to trip into it, but you didn't.
But it happened.
No, I'm talking for the Wings.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You didn't.
You're right.
But you know what they're doing is they're killing their fan base. I've been down to those games this year and last year. These fans are desperate for a winner, and we're in year seven. To me, I can't be a Steve bottom.
I still laugh when you hit me with that dead Wings in the playoff drought.
Yeah, this is a longer drought. And look, I think the funniest thing of all, and you know it'll happen, there will be people attempting to do a victory lap when, eventually, this team makes the playoffs. I'm going to laugh my balls off. Sick victory parade.
Bruh,
it's party of you.
Full phone lies. You didn't trust Steve. See, this is this plan.
Happy to do it.
This is the Iser plan. Look at
7 years.
Kind of like the University of Texas.
Rome was built faster.
We're back.
Okay, go ahead.
I see more likely things than the Wings making the playoffs, the Pistons winning a playoff series, Tigers making the playoffs, and Kenny Hook. Nope, not going to read that.
Don't.
Jeez.
Iserman on that Holland plan, 10 years of rebuild. Roberts, just wait until it's COSA time. LOL, I think that was sarcastic.
Yeah, COSA time. When? I mean, Kenny, think about this. Can you guarantee me he's up with the team opening night next year?
Guarantee, no.
Isn't that a problem?
Yes.
And I'm not, hey, the days of playing one goalie, 70, those days are over. But there's no excuse to me for COSA to not be split in time next year to start the year.
I'm saying at 2%, why not now?
I've said that for a while. I understand. Hey, here's the rationale. We don't want to throw the kid to the wolves. We know we got a collection of pylons for a blue line crew, not named Mo or Evanson, but Rico, no. I'm with you. Sometimes you just throw him into the fire.
Once again, though, we're not talking about throwing him to the wolves. If you spot start him every now and again, it's not like you're having him split half the starts right now.
I'm not going to this not making the playoffs, not on you. We're going to wave the white flag. Let's just see what we have in you.
I'd love to, but I'm sure I'll be told you don't know puck and trust the process or whatever. So that's all. I just wanted to bring it up. We'll get back to baseball. We got a little bit of football to get to as well. 97.1. Thank you, Kenny? Question mark?